You're listening to SBS News.
Philanthropist, songwriter and singer Dame Olivia Newton-John has died at her Southern Californian home at the age of 73. Already established as a pop singer, her acting career soared to international heights when she starred alongside John Travolta in the hit 1978 musical Grease.
Sandy!
Tell me about it, Stern.
Newton-John captured audiences in the role of Australian high school student Sandy Olson in the movie. Co-star and longtime friend Travolta has led the tributes, describing her impact as incredible. Her portrayal of Sandra Dee made her a worldwide superstar in a film that has transcended generations with its energetic cast and timeless songs.
But now there's nowhere to hide since you pushed my love aside. I'm out of my head, hopelessly divided.
The casting director for Grease, Joel Thurm, became emotional on Channel 7 when he recalled shooting that transformative final scene in the film.
And I watched, she came out of her trailer in the outfit with Albert Wolski, the costume designer, right behind her with a needle and thread, getting ready to sew her into the, getting ready to sew her into that costume.
The British-born, Australia-raised performer represented the United Kingdom in the Eurovision Song Contest in the year that ABBA won, 1974.
Singing songs of praise and glory, we all learn to love their story. Good things are coming to you. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Newton-John had wanted to perform another tune, but Long Live Love was selected by a public vote. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says he was honoured to meet Olivia Newton-John several times. He's reflected on the development of her cancer and wellness centre in Melbourne's northeast, established after she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
An absolutely supreme talent, a person of grace, a person of such energy, vitality. She took her cancer journey and used that to save lives and change lives. And that's just a deeply impressive thing.
Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles has joined the chorus of tributes, saying her death marks the end of an era.
She has left a huge legacy, which is benefiting so many people who have suffered from cancer. There's an enormous tragedy, obviously, in her own passing, but through her experience and her advocacy, she has advanced the cause of cancer research.
Austin Health's Adam Horsburgh told SBS News his staff are remembering her genuine caring nature. His organisation operates the centre, which offers music therapy and other wellness programs.
People clearly identify with Olivia and how she's lived with cancer for many years, and that inspires people. But she also has driven the creation of the cancer centre here and the development particularly of our wellness program to help support people through their cancer journey.
Fellow cancer survivor Delta Goodrum played Newton-John in a television biopic, Hopelessly Devoted to You, produced in 2018, and says the whole world is feeling this heartbreak. Newton-John was made a companion of the Order of Australia in 2019.
I thank you all for your continuing support as we enter this very exciting phase. And let's say goodbye to cancer, okay? Let's do it now with science. Thank you so much.
Her daughter, Chloe Latanzi, shared a tribute a few days ago on social media, calling her mother her best friend.
I think I stopped performing because I was comparing myself to my mom so much, and I realised that I'm my own person, and but we're also a unit.
Actress Rebel Wilson says the Australian star inspired her to audition for her high school production of Grease, and she called Newton-John the most gorgeous lady. And pop singer Kylie Minogue says she looked up to her, sharing her deepest condolences, while actor Hugh Jackman expressed his devastation to hear the loss of a kind spirit.
Let's get physical.
Newton-John is survived by her daughter and her husband, John Easterling, whose statement announcing her death described her as a symbol of hope and triumph. A memorial is being planned for staff at her cancer centre and for patients to pay their respects later this week. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.